Okay, this is part two of my rant. As I was saying previously, I know that people, there are going to be people, a lot of them, who are not going to like the person that's currently the commander-in-chief. I mean, that's just a given, because you cannot please everybody 100% of the time, all the time. So, a little dissent would be expected. However, I don't think, just because you don't like the president or don't agree with what he's doing, it is necessary to see who can sling mud the farthest and who can, like, say the most disrespectful thing. It's like a great big pissing contest sometimes to see which one can be the most disrespectful. I think it's absolutely ludicrous that this one person, okay, they had their opinion that they're irate because the government is spending money to send President Obama to Africa or whatever. I know right now he's in Ireland at some sort of summit that takes place every year. But really, we've got to, like, and then, oh, and then they just, like, are dragging Miss Obama and the two daughters into it, too. The girls especially, you should not drag people's kids into something where you're slinging mud because you don't like what their parents are doing. That's just wrong. And like I was saying, if you think you can do a better job than the president, that's why they've got the things in place for you to run for office if you want to. If you think you can do a better job, have at it. Me personally, I would not want the job ever, because being president seems like it's nothing but a bunch of paperwork and stress and people being mad at you constantly. And I've got enough of that to deal with, with Social Security and my children's medical insurance and our apartments. Not that any of those people yell at me, but that's more than enough paperwork that I care to fiddle with in a year. Anyway, I think it's okay to disagree with the president, but you should be respectful. I mean, because you just sound trashy. And one good thing about this country is you can speak your mind and not have to worry about people, like, chopping your head off or something. And you're allowed to think for yourself. But if you're just going to say the same comment as 50 people ahead of you that are responding to a political thing, you're not thinking.